Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. If you're feeling constantly pulled in a million directions, like your time and energy are being siphoned off faster than you can refill your coffee mug, well, buckle up because today we're talking boundaries. I mean, real boundaries. Not just those polite little I'm busy right now texts that quickly get drowned out by the tsunami of demands life throws at us. Boundaries are like the invisible fences around your mental well-being. They keep the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. Think of it like this. Would you let anyone walk into your house uninvited, rummage through your things, and eat all your snacks? Probably not. So why do we often allow people to do the same with our time, energy, and emotional space? Ever felt that creeping sense of resentment when you're constantly giving but never receiving? Or like you're walking on eggshells around certain people because you don't want to upset them? That's a sign, my friends, that it might be time to build some stronger boundaries. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create those mental health protecting walls of awesomeness. First up, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing your passions? Having a peaceful morning routine before the world starts spinning? Write them down. Make them visible. Let them be your guiding stars when deciding what to say yes to and what to gracefully decline. Second, communication is key. It's not always easy, but clear, direct communication is essential for setting boundaries. Instead of saying I might be busy later, try something like I'm committed to finishing this project by then, so I won't be available. Remember, it's okay to say no. In fact, it's crucial for your well-being. Third, practice self-compassion. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It means prioritizing your needs and allowing yourself space to recharge. Be kind to yourself in the process. Remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness, only your own. Fourth, set physical boundaries too. Think about your living space. Is it cluttered and chaotic? Does it feel like a constant invasion of your personal time? Create designated no-go zones or establish specific times for relaxation and solitude. Finally, don't be afraid to adjust. Your boundaries aren't set in stone. As you grow out and evolve, so should your limits. Regularly check in with yourself and make adjustments as needed. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine this. You're at work, swamped with emails, deadlines looming like hungry tigers, and suddenly, your boss drops another project on your desk without even a please or thank you. Your gut reaction? To say yes, out of obligation, fear of upsetting them, or just plain habit. Sound familiar? But what if you said something different this time? Something like, I'm currently committed to wrapping up Project X by Friday, but I'd love to discuss how we can best prioritize this new project once I have some breathing room. See the difference? You're still being helpful and professional, but you're also asserting your limits and protecting your time. That's the power of a well-placed boundary. So, remember these key takeaways. Know your values, communicate clearly, practice self-compassion, set physical boundaries too, and don't be afraid to adjust as needed. By taking control of your mental space, you're not just saying no to things that drain you, you're saying yes to a life filled with more peace, purpose, and joy. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you could use stronger boundaries. Maybe it's social media, work commitments, or even personal relationships. Then, craft a simple statement that clearly communicates your needs. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media using #AntiAnxietyStoic. Let's build a community of calm, control, and courage together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.